Mr. Joe Alsop, 2192.
Crispin, just hold it.
Thank you.
I said to him.
May I ask you to hold, Mr. Alsop?
Surely can.
Thank you, sir.
Is it likely to be long?
I don't think so.
I don't mind waiting for him, but I'm trying to write a lot of laudatory comments about the president's speech.
I understand.
So say, Nitson.
He'll be right with you. Ms. Roberts, were you calling,
Yes, he's waiting.
Excuse me.
I'm waiting.
Mr. Alsop,
yes?
Be right
yeah,
with you.
That's all right. It's one case where I really don't mind waiting a bit.
Thank you.
Yes?
Just a reminder, Mr. Alsop on 9-2.
Sir, I want to tell you how grateful I am for that most beautiful, wonderful article. I don't deserve it, but I appreciate it. You know, I'm not as frustrated. I'm not as frustrated as that Baptist preacher when they showed up one morning and they gave him a car and he got up in the pulpit and he didn't know what to say and he didn't expect them to give him a Ford automobile, a poor little church, and he said, I just want you all to know that I don't appreciate it, but I do deserve it. But I do appreciate it and I don't deserve it.
Well, all I can say is I didn't want to bother you. I was trying to get you a word through Bill Moyers, and I sent a wire to Lady Bird, and we'll be so watching her there. And
wow.
Stood there thinking about Phil with a couple of my colleagues who were started out, you know, eager to see a failure and remain to applaud a triumph success. And I came back to lunch with Kay, and all I can say is we both had a darn good cry.
Don't let the governor get away from me there now, Bill.
All right, go ahead. Well, I had to restrain myself all during the period. You and Phil, Jackie came over and visited me this afternoon and told me about being at your house one night at dinner and how what you and Phil had said about me and how touched she was and how she remembered it and what the president had said to her several times about it. We just kind of had a real lovely session for about 30 minutes here. We're going to name Cape Canaveral Cape Kennedy.
Kay and I, after your speech this morning, she lunched with me, and we both had a sort of ridiculous cry because Bill wasn't there to see how right he'd been.
Did you see what she sent me that he had written?
No, I didn't.
I'll have to.
But,
Susan Mary of some night
when was a triumphant success.
Was it? Well,
and I have to tell you, because I'm going to write it, I've never heard you speaking. I've never thought it was your long suit. I thought acting was your long suit. Action was your suit, not oratory. But it was everything but one out. And Jean Monnet, who came to lunch later,
hope you'll remember me to him. Bill Fulbright when we were.
He'll be here until the 6th.
Well, maybe I'll get a chance to see him. I'll try to work it in. He'll be here to say, Bill Fulbright and I spent some time with him in 60.
I remember. I was just so proud, if that is not the wrong word, of my country and of, you know, and I kept thinking of how everyone abroad was going to be contrast, it was a wonderful success.
Thank you so
and
much.
It really was. And hey, look at those damn Republicans. when you were asking them to do all the things they've been refusing to do. And I kept thinking of in the ranks of Tusculum could scarce forbear to cheer, only they did.
They sure did.
And it was a great success.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
And a wonderful beginning.
Thank you, my friend.
And don't think of anything I write because I never write to, you know, to...
I know that. Thank you, my friend.
And good luck to you. And let me come and see you.
I sure will.
Thank you.
Bye.